Well, oh, I ain't got no problem. As long as you ain't got no problem burning the sheets in the band room after his black ass get out of it.
Chronicles time is now, not later, unless you listen to us again. Not tomorrow, unless you listen to us tomorrow. And not yesterday, unless you listened to us yesterday. I hope you did. Anyway, how's it going? I am Waka. That is Jose.
Yeah.
That is Blubin.
Yeah.
As always, Needy Evie playing us in. Check them out on the Facebook and the SoundCloud. They got a couple songs. Good stuff. Love them. Gentlemen, we have not convened in a minute.
No, it's been a little while. This is the first time we've convened in about over...
like a month.
A month, yeah. For, you know, basically what we do is we try to knock out as many as we can and bank them to make sure we have something to provide for you guys to listen to no matter what. But before this one, it had been about a month.
Yeah, it's been a good solid month.
what was the last episode aired?
I think like last week.
Last week, which was the New Year's episode.
Yeah.
And we actually still have, I think...
Two more
sitting.
Yeah, waiting to be sent out. Yeah. So by the time they hear this, they will have already heard those two. Tell us how you like those two.
No, we should put this one up next.
Put this one up next?
Yes. Because, and I'll only tell you this, because today is February 4th, Monday of 2013, which means it is the day after the 2013 Super Bowl. And to talk about... the Super Bowl with us today is Ruben Garcia. Go.
No.
All right, just for, you know, obviously, you look at our logo, and Ruben is wearing a 49ers hat. So he is obviously a fan of the 49ers. So yesterday was a good day and a not-so-good day.
It was all right.
Yeah?
Good food, good beer.
Incredible food. And I was good there, game. I can tell you it was incredible food.
It was a good game. It was decided by a... a lot of different
by shit. Biased Raven siding officials that weren't making the calls that needed to be made.
Yeah. Exactly. See?
Well, that's just what my opinion as well.
It was a good game though. I mean, I can't even explain what we did to ourselves in the first half. Like just to have to come back 22 points was a lot of fucking burden on us.
I'll tell you
anyways.
What.
And then the power outage didn't help.
In defense of the big scoring in the first half, I got to say, I said it from the beginning, and those that heard me say it know, like at least 2 months before the Super Bowl even started, not 2 months, that's bullshit, like 2 weeks before the Super Bowl even started, I was saying, I was like, if Colin gets there... what if he buckles under the pressure? What if
He didn't buckle.
I know he didn't buckle, but something happened to where he didn't come out like he has in every other game. He got smashed on this one. And then they came back and destroyed. They would have been the biggest comeback in NFL Super Bowl history had they won this game, and they only lost it by 1 point. Or by three points. A field goal. I mean,
They got the safety at the very last second, and they were lucky to get that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even luck. Like, I thought that was a very, very – and I'll go out and say it now. I was having this conversation earlier today. I know it was a smart call to make, but it was the pussy play to do when Flacco was doing that safety little dance back there, just running around. I was like, dude, that's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Y'all should have fucking gone for the play.
That play was designed to eat up the clock.
Yeah, exactly. That
safety wasn't luck. It was just fucking coach calling.
Clock management. It's good clock management. Good time
coaching.
That's it. Yeah, it's good.
He shouldn't be allowed to do that. I did appreciate the fact that the one guy pushed the shit out of him.
That's the thing. That's what made it worse, though, Josh, is that you are allowed to do that, and you should be allowed to do that, but to actually do that is like, dude, you're a bitch.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's say that, I don't know, that we all have a button that you push, and if you push the button, your pants fall off, right?
Like, how do they fall off? Do they just, or do they like
shred
off?
Your whole shit falls off, and your junk's hanging out.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
That's a dangerous button.
That is.
Exactly. So, let you agree not to push it, right? I'm not going to push your button, even push my button. Okay, good.
Well, when it's called for, that button.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, but all that means
is that I can push your button. I'll take that motherfucker down.
It's not like you can hide your button, though. Like, I have access to your button at all times, and you have access to my button at all times. No matter what, whenever, all the time.
So the surgery Josh had, is that did the button get removed?
Yeah, do I not? Well, I mean,
the whole button was just.
I mean, that was a really bad metaphor that I was trying to get you guys to understand. We went off on some whole tangent, which is not what I was trying to fucking do. But seriously.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
What I'm saying now is.
All I heard is shit about pants falling down and buttons, and you don't press my button, I don't press your button. It sounded very homoerotic. That's all I got.
You guys made it homoerotic.
I didn't make anything.
No.
But I was trying to. Okay. I didn't make it. Well, let's get back to what you were talking about earlier. Which was the play. You know that you can do that play, but you don't do the play. Just like you know you can push the button, but you don't push the button because it's fucked up pussy bitch shit.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
There you go. Fuck.
Now I see what you're
saying. Now do you get it?
Why did you just say that instead of that long-winded story?
I did it. You guys made it a long-winded story.
About clitorises.
You guys. Now we're talking about clitorises. You guys made it a long-winded story.
Talking about pressing the button, man.
Yeah.
Clicking the mouse.
Flicking the bean. DJ Diddles.
I said button. You guys thought clit. I don't know why. Where fuck?
Well, all right. Well, I'm over it already, I guess. You know, I know it's still pretty fresh. But... the only thing that really got me was the no call on the fourth down, the holding or the pass interference or whatever.
That wasn't...
that could have been interpreted into all kinds of shit. That penalty should have been called.
No. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about when in the end zone?
He wasn't...
And this is what's fucked up about it. And you're going to be so angry because this is what's fucked up about it. But this is what happened. Watch the play, dude. Watch it. Watch it for reals.
I watching it for fake?
No, I mean,
virtual reality Super Bowl.
Watch it in a neutral position and state of mind, and notice that the ball hits the ground completely out of bounds. Now that's not a catch that would have been catchable, and says who? Because you can see it. You can see that the ball is landing out of bounds, which is not a. It's basically like a incomplete. You know, incomplete.
If the ball's in the air, you can't have your hands on a receiver at all.
No, but the fucked up part about it is it's within that fucking it was all within that 5 yards.
No, regardless, if the ball's in the air, you can't have your hands on a receiver.
I think that call can only be made if the ball is a catch that is there's a ball that's been thrown that is catchable, and I don't think that ball was catchable. But that's just my opinion. But I don't think that's what lost them the game. What I think lost them the game is that catch that Vernon Davis didn't catch. That throw that Vernon Davis didn't catch. Because that would have given you guys a touchdown, the lead, and fucking... and then I think you guys would have rode that wave and that would have been it.
I have no idea.
I know you have no idea. I know Josh has no idea.
I know the play he's referring to. And I mean, really, from somebody who doesn't understand football... and who had no horse in that race whatsoever.
All I'm trying to say is that
I saw it as the football's way the fuck over here, and the guy's out like this. It's nowhere near his hands. He can't catch it. So who gives a shit if the guy's trying to tackle him because he's not going to catch the ball anyway, even if his arms are fucking outstretched.
Look, all I think is this, and I was rooting for the Niners. You know what I mean? And I really was. But all I think is this, is I don't think the 49ers got screwed. I think they lost it fair and square, and it was an incredible game.
I think
one of the most incredible comebacks of any guy's career ever, especially in a Super Bowl, a young guy like Colin Kaepernick to come in and do what he did, fucking, dude, his shit just blew up. Wait for his fucking ass next year, shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking over. But what I'm saying is, I think they lost it fair and square. I think the people that were, you know, I think that the power outage, if anything, helped the 49ers. They were third and long before that power outage went in.
And then it was fourth down turnover right after, so...
Right. I mean, you know, it's just...
Bane gave him a pep talk.
I think, because that was the first time ever in any Super Bowl...
turned the power off.
Bane turned the power off, and he gave the Niners a pep talk.
The first time in any Super Bowl where there was a 35-minute... delay. There was the halftime, which was 30 minutes, and then there was a 30-minute delay. Are you guys fucking listening?
Yes, of course.
This is another halftime.
They got exactly. It was another fucking halftime. There was another halftime. They got a whole other like 35 minutes.
Don't fill up on Gatorade.
37
You'll only
minutes.
Have to pee.
Yeah.
See, now hold on, real quick. Do you think there's one alcohol
on the Bane now?
Yeah.
Really
no,
bad.
No, there's one. There's
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine.
I want you to die. No, so check it out. In Vegas, how many people do you think bet on? Because you can bet on anything in fucking Vegas. Like,
is it just me or is it the way he's saying Vegas?
Vegas.
Throwing you
Vegas.
Off.
Vegas. Vegas.
Yeah. It's Las Vegas. 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 All right, not it's Vegas. It's Las Vegas.
Vegas. Is it? Oh, because I'm sitting here and I'm listening to him. He's like, in Las Vegas. I'm like, wait,
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yes.
Las Vegas.
He's all Las Vegas.
Los Lobos.
Los Lobos. That's a good one.
All right. So, when they go to the Vegas, the Vegas. That's like an old, like a Jew saying Vegas now. The Vegas.
The Vegas.
The Vegas. When they go to the Vegas.
Sounds like food.
Yeah. Ooh, I want the Vegas on rye.
Extra kraut.
Yeah.
Oh. On that
extra gashmuga.
On the topic of silly accents. The Vegas. Da, 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 da.
The Vegas.
Do you remember?
Wait, can I finish my Vegas question? Like,
well, hurry the fuck up.
All right, when you go to the Vegas, you you go to like bookies. You can bet on anything. Do you think there's one guy that bet on a power outage at the Super Bowl?
No.
You don't really? You don't think one guy
Biff bet did.
Biff, no. You think?
It was Biff. In the almanac.
It was in the almanac, if anything.
Yeah, it was in the almanac. He bet on the power outage, and that's where he made most of his fortune.
Yeah.
Because the odds of that happening were, like, billions.
Actually, he started making his money on horse races, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, it did start off horse races.
Yeah. Fucking old Biff. It's make like the tree and leave. Fucking yelling at young Biff, because young Biff's a jackass. Fucking dumbass young Biff.
Well, if anybody in Vegas ever bet something like that, I'm sure they'd be rolling in the dimes.
Right? Lots of money.
Swimming in coins. Like,
oh, picking up old ladies at slot machines. Oh, it'd be glorious.
Josh, are you ready?
Yeah, let me hear your crazy accent thingy. See, I didn't forget.
It was the biggest huge I've ever seen.
All right.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know
now?
Exactly. Oh, we could go for days on this. So
it was a mile wide.
It poked its head out of the water.
With the biggest ball I've ever seen.
They floated as it looked up with its one eye and blinked and spat at the same time. It
there
drenched
was
our boat.
Semen everywhere. It was horrible. That's how we lost you.
We lost 32 men that day. Never the same. Never went out to the water again because of the biggest juge we had ever seen.
I'm telling you, the biggest juge I've ever seen.
We tried to use piano wire braided into strands of 16 and we couldn't catch that juge. It slapped the boat with its balls and the hull started to crack and shudder. We took on water. Jenkins was the first to go.
Poor young Jenkins.
Jenkins had a family, as far as I know.
Two little girls. I'm telling you, it was the biggest June I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's awful.
And he just keeps saying that.
And what you gotta know.
He just keeps giving.
Is that. Juge means cock.
In Armenian.
Yeah. And when they showed me this, I thought it was the greatest.
That's pretty funny.
I thought it was the biggest juge
yeah.
I've ever
now,
seen.
Now, for the ladies and gentlemen listening, he's doing the movie hands where like he's like trying to find the shot.
You gotta
like
do him in the sky, though.
Yeah. Like,
biggest juge.
Yeah, like,
I've ever
like
seen.
He's playing out a matinee, a marquee in his head.
He's trying to find
at it. Yeah.
Like he's trying to find a building as big as the Juge.
Yeah.
Like he's looking
at it.
It
won't fit in there.
It's too small.
It's too small.
The Juge will dwarf that building.
I know it's Madison Square Garden. It's too small.
It's like a chode, this building. It has to be taller.
It's too small because it's the biggest Juge I've ever seen.
God. Now imagine doing that all day long, all day Saturday.
Just telling the Juge.
Just
story.
No, just figuring out different situations for someone to say it's the biggest Juge I'd ever seen. Now, it's fantastic.
It's such a great.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
And one last time. The biggest juge I've ever seen.
Hold on. Wait. Please. I got to hear what it sounds like with cockles.
Oh, shit.
The biggest juge I've ever seen.
That was good. I like how you were worried at first, and then you said, "Fuck this, I can do it."
Yeah. I am.
Yeah,
Cockle.
I am Cockle the Clown.
No, you gotta be like, "I am," and then just burst right into Cockles the Clown like he's coming out of you. Yeah. It's called acting.
Yeah. This is Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Looking at yourself under the covers again, Mr. Potter. Like that. Like you're fucking the best one. The best one is fucking. Ho ho ho! I have a gun. Yeah, like just
now.
Some,
I have a gun too.
Yeah. Now I have a gun too. Like Alan Rickman's interesting to do.
Alan Rickman's a creepy guy.
I am the Metatron.
Alec
Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is a creepy guy.
Man, so biggest juge, Cockles.
Not any juge.
Just
the biggest juge I've ever seen.
See, now, the hard thing is, though, is that the biggest juge guy can go to fucking Gilbert Gottfried really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really...
The biggest juge... I can't do Gilbert.
That was the biggest juge I'd ever seen!
It's getting there.
Yeah, like, the fabled Joan Rivers vagina! Like, there's a... I need water. I need the water to wet my ballot so I can do the Affleck voice!
No, it's just a bad voice that I did earlier trying to do Gilbert. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, the juge guy is...
The juge is good, though.
Yeah, juge guy is just your version of Gilbert. That's all that is. When you think about it.
That's my Gilbert Gottfried?
That might be your Gilbert Gottfried is the juge guy.
Really?
Might be.
The biggest juge I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your Gilbert Gottfried.
If you tell Gilbert Gottfried-style jokes with that voice, that's...
You're pretty well.
It's like this style.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. So I can do that at least.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. There you go. So, like, anything else happened? Like how was your New Year's, my friend? Like, how's your month been so far?
Who, me?
No, the Freddy Krueger poster.
That is a cool poster.
Poster.
Fucking just got my phone stolen/lost.
Ah, yes.
But you know
fucking
what?
Vegas.
It's
the Vegas. No.
I've never been invited to fucking open bar.
It's a fucking awesome thing, isn't it?
When I first stood in front of the bar,
just keep getting more and more.
I was already scared because I looked and I was like, all right, how many times am I gonna walk up to this bar tonight? A lot, I bet. Mm-hmm. So my first choice has got to be a smart one, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I started off with two shots.
And then wash
it down with a
beer. Two shots of what?
Of Cabo Wabo.
All right, that's good.
Then wash it down with a beer.
Got a beer? Got a beer.
I think it was like Modelo Negro.
Keeping it classy.
Yeah. I was keeping it dark.
Yeah. A couple beers down, a couple Newports down.
Modelo Negro. I was getting talked into drinking whiskey and some more shit.
Whiskey. Nice.
What kind of whiskey?
I think it was...
Jack Daniels.
Jack Knowles.
I don't remember. She got the shots.
Was it Crown Royale? No?
No. I don't know. I don't remember.
Honey Jack?
I was fucked up.
I like to make whisper the name of liquors. It sounds cool.
Yeah?
Pop off.
Whisper it, too. It's kind of hot.
Yeah. My name is Kendrick Lamar.
All right, man. All right, yeah, keep going. No, keep going.
Yeah,
no.
So, yeah, my phone got lost in between shot number 7 and 9. Shot 7 and 9, in between 7 and 9.
So you're anywhere from after taking 7 to getting 8 and then going for 9. In between that time, your phone has vanished.
Yeah, it was gone. Boy. And then we went to another bar that was open bar.
Oh.
Yeah. I got pretty wasted that night.
Nice.
So I woke up thinking my phone was on me. I was like, I woke up like trying to find my fucking alarm. Like, how come I'm not waking up to an alarm? It's because I didn't have a fucking phone.
Uh-oh.
I sat at the edge of my bed and was like, holy shit. I'm drunk. Open bar. Scary.
Like, were you having, like, hangover-style flashbacks? Or was it just like, poof, like, you see, like
images? Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because I was like, where did I lose my phone? I know we went to another bar. I don't remember anything at that other bar. But I remember going to one.
Yeah, oh, I hate it when that happens.
And then I was like, and then it all starts, like, coming back to me and shit, you know? And then and then I fucking realized, oh, yeah, I lost it before I even went to the other bar. Because I was shit-faced at the first one.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Open bar, dude.
Yeah. Open bar.
I was like, give me six Open bar. Yeah. Give me six Schlitzes. Whatever's free.
Yeah, whatever's free.
Whatever's free.
We, meaning me and Jose, went to meet Ed's with our respective ladies, and we took my son. We get the Jose texts me, and he's like, pizza and beer? And I was like, where? And he says, I don't know, me and Ed's by your house. Okay. Get the lady, get the boy, you know, take my son. He not going to eat pizza. But
We go in there, we find the jukebox, and we decide that we're playing the shittiest shit on the fucking jukebox. We end up playing.
We probably spent about $15.
We ended up playing Nickelback right out the gate, bam.
Yeah, Nickelback and Creed right out the gate.
Yeah, Creed, arms wide open. No, we played Higher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Higher. Oh. That is real bad.
Oh, dude.
Real bad. Real bad.
And then Nickelback, This Is How You Remind Me, I believe.
Oh, God.
Oh, and it sounds just like fucking Creed.
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
You remind me of really am. Dude, bad.
It's not like you, it's all real.
Like, for real.
Couldn't give it up a different story. Like, all that. They took my girl.
Yeah, dude, it was good. Salt and Pepper. Played some Salt and Pepper. Fucking Push It.
And just to put the cherry, on top. As we left, we boxed everything up. We're ready to go. We're not even going to listen to the end of this song.
We didn't even hear it start.
We played Heretic album.
No, People Equal Shit.
People Equal Shit by Slipknot.
Live version.
The live version, which is not edited. And there were families there.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Yes.
No, and the entire time in between when we would stop spending money on the jukebox, other people would go up and try and put money in the jukebox to prevent us from putting more money in the jukebox because we just continued to put awful music on.
Yeah, and then they got to pay extra, too, to play their shit next.
Exactly.
Nice. So it's like, nice. If you really want to hear some shit, you got to put that extra pay. Coin on that bitch.
Yeah, because you in line.
Oh, I also played...
I was here out for you.
You also lying, played bitch, some Weird Al and the Ghostbuster theme.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. Jose put on some Weird Al. That caught me by surprise. I was like, Michael Jackson?
I put, Eat It on it.
Yeah, I put Eat It. Surprised the hell out of me. And then
you sang every word in that
song. I mouthed almost every word, I'm not going to lie.
I already know.
Started doing like a blowing motion in the middle.
Really?
Weird. Yeah.
Nah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
Was it open bar?
No. It was not open bar at this minute.
Because those kind of motions right there.
Kind of happen at open bars.
At open bars.
So I've decided that every time I go to a restaurant that has a jukebox, I'm just going to take control of it, put in $15, and just play a whole bunch of shitty music to annoy everyone else in there.
That's what's up.
I'm going to be that guy. If I'm having a bad day, I just might not even fucking stay there. I just might just put $15 in a jukebox, play a shit ton of bad music, and just leave right after I finish selecting the songs.
You should, like, go to different bars and then play, like... And then stereotype them already and be like, oh, it's pretty much like old white people and play hella gangster rap.
Oh, yeah.
And then go
do some field work.
A bar with like hella gangsters in it and play some country music.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the chick
just
that...
just kill it.
Who's the chick that played the chick from Grease?
Olivia Newton-John?
Just play a whole album of that.
Oh, shit. What
Let's
was
get
it?
Physical. Physical.
Yeah, dude. That's totally. That sounded good.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Afternoon delight, right?
Yeah, that's what happens when we actually try.
Yeah.
But when we don't try, it works perfectly. Son of a bitch.
That's you.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Dude, I don't know. I think I'm starting to get in on this ECW kick again.
No. Get out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh has been on a wrestling fix lately.
Oh, yeah.
And it is killing me, Ruben. It's killing me, Ruben. He talks nothing but wrestling.
Who's in ECW don't know
what
now?
To do.
No. There is no ECW. No, but you want to know what started it? Is I bought WWE 13.
Oh.
And then I started going on the user-created, downloadable area, and I started seeing all these wrestlers from way back in the day. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I got to admit, I do enjoy...
What'd you make?
Stunning the shit out of people with Stone Cold. I stun everything. Anything that moves gets stunned. Because you get infinite specials, and you just run around and just
stun people.
Triangle. Or what is it? Why?
Yeah, just stunning the shit out of things. People bouncing everywhere. No, I got... I'll run you down some of my more popular ones. I got Rob Van Dam.
Looks like everybody's having a seizure.
Yeah, it's bad. Oh, Stone Cold.
RVD.
Yeah, I got RVD, Sabu, Taz. A shit ton of people.
You see, from ECW, you see where you started? Yeah. He could list off like another 50. I'm not even joking. I'm not even playing. He could list off another 50.
Of people that he created?
No.
Right now.
You've downloaded 50 wrestlers?
I ran out of space. I can't download anymore.
And that's the only reason why he doesn't have any more.
They have that many extra downloads?
They have like 200.
No, dude. There's a lot of characters that people have created.
And he's trying to get them all.
And
hey, I'll tell you what, though.
Pokemon.
They did have a Z Putty guy from Power Rangers. Pretty badass, dude. Pretty fucking cool.
This is Lord Zed ones.
Because you can make a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of shit.
You punch in the middle and they break.
I was telling him, you should make Street Fighter characters. Yeah, and Mortal Kombat characters. Ooh.
Dude, you know what was really cool, though, is I made myself, and I'm wearing a Ghostbuster shirt.
Looks fucking gay.
Nah, it's pretty goddamn cool.
Is Jose jealous because it's so cool that he hates it so much?
Yeah. Jose wants to talk shit on it, but he can't because deep down he knows it's pretty cool because he's about to say the Royal Rumble is pretty fucking badass.
The Royal Rumble is pretty badass, dude.
Hey, when you got American fucking super American Lex Luger running out, and fucking then Doink the Clown runs out right after that, and then some Sandman.
Doink.
Come on, that match is never going to happen, but yet it looks like everybody. Yeah. These people that made these things are like dead on. They're actually putting facial textures
old
Kane, and shit.
You can have Old Kane, New Kane. You can have Old Kane, New Kane, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, and Mankind all in the same time.
Yeah. And Old Rock and New Rock all in the same.
Old Rock, New Rock, like Old Rock with the eyebrow and New Rock with the tattoo and
three
the
Triple
head.
H's.
Oh, the bald and the tattoo.
Head and tattoo
and three Triple H's.
And three Triple H's.
Yeah, you got Hunter Helmsley, DX, Triple H, and then the game Triple game. H. Yeah.
How many Undertakers are there? Jesus.
Three.
There's old Undertaker, biker Undertaker.
No, there is no biker Undertaker. There's no American Badass.
There isn't?
No.
You're a bitch.
No, what it is, it's SummerSlam Undertaker, fucking Undertaker from like 97, and then like Corporate Undertaker.
Corporate Undertaker.
Yeah, it was stupid shit. But the one that surprised the fuck out of me, Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson?
Hey, if you pick Mike Tyson, you can run around the ring just knock people out. No bullshit.
Yeah.
He has like a... Like, his guy, I guess, has extra strength or something, dude. But you can, like, 2-3 punches in, they're bleeding. And you have to, like, chair somebody or slam them, like, face down, like, a couple times to get them to bleed. But if you're Mike Tyson, you can punch him a couple times, they're bleeding.
Also, much to my enjoyment, you can reach under the table or reach under the ring, get a table, and then light it on fire.
Yeah, and you can pull out a ladder, you can pull out a chair, you can pull out a table.
I'm
going
to have to see what's going on.
The cool thing is this, though, is you can put a ladder in the ring, climb the ladder completely to the top, and jump on somebody
outside
or suplex somebody all the way outside of the ring onto a burning table. And the commentator table. You can take their table completely, and they'll just be standing there like, fuck!
The Mexicans?
Yeah. No.
All everybody.
Jerry Lawler.
They'll stand there and be like, whoa!
Yeah, what's going on? And then, I was Rob Van Dam. I threw some dude onto the table, fucking jumped up onto the ring rope, 5-star frog splash, landed on the guy.
You can throw a motherfucker over the railing into the audience, and you can jump over, whoop his ass in the audience for, like, a little bit, right? And then, you're going to eventually throw him back out there. But
now
it's pretty deep.
Yeah, you can appoint and have different factions. Like, I have WCW, fucking ECW, WWF. There is no SmackDown, whatever. You can hold pay-per-views, like, all kinds of shit, dude. It's nutty. Super in depth. But that's why I'm like getting into the whole ECW thing again.
Oh no.
Yeah. Dude, any crowd that chants Cena Swallows, I am very much behind. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's good wrestling fans.
Cena Swallows.
At the fucking RV, at the RVD
match. This is what
I'm
talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about. And I work with this motherfucker too. So I'm getting this shit 360. You know what I mean? All day.
All day. All day, every day.
All day, son.
Just succumb to it, man. Just
succumb to it. I'll come on.
I'll succumb on your face.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, never mind. I wouldn't even give you the pleasure. I'm fucking jizzing in your eye.
I heard that burns.
You know it burns.
No. You know it burns.
So, son of a bitch, guys.
That's you.
Fuck it, no. I want to go to a movie, but I don't know what I want to see.
You should go see...
I heard that Mama shit was cool.
Which one?
Mama, by Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro.
Hey, Pan's Labyrinth was tight.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Fucking and Blade 2.
Soy un fauno. Remember that shit? That shit was tight.
Oh, yeah. See, like, my Mama, like, Pacific Rim. I need to see that shit. That just looks awesome. Have you heard of that shit?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. Pacific Rim, Jose? You as well?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be good. Fucking GLaDOS from Bortles in it. Oh, man. Big old giant robots with people controlling them and other fucking machines. Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. That's going to be like the last Dragon movie. Dragon movies are guilty pleasure.
What the hell are you talking about? What Dragon movies?
Just every, like, 3 years, like, they put out a Dragon movie.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's talking about, like, Dragon Heart. Rain of Fire.
With Blade. Rain of Fire was fucking dope.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right. I'm going to kill this dragon.
I'm going to kill this dragon.
And then we can keep on living. Once I kill this dragon, we can keep on living.
Keep on living. Keep on keeping on.
See, like, I didn't get a chance to go see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D movie. I really wanted to go see that.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
No.
It's stupid. Like, it's dumb. They were just like, how are we going to make some money? And we're not really doing anything. Chainsaw Massacre? Yeah, we 3D. Oh! And fucking green light. Here's $200 million. Make it. And then what? Fucking what?
I'm cool with that.
And then motherfuckers like Josh go play 20, go pay 22, 30, 40, 50 bucks.
How did it jump from 20 to 50 like
to go take like him and his girlfriend and his girlfriend's friend because she's in town and she didn't have any money but she wants to come and we can't leave her so she's coming.
That'd you know be what mean.
I mean? Right? That's stupid. And he's like, I didn't know that.
And then we gotta go to me and Ed's Slices after, of course.
Right? She didn't have any money so
there's still a slice in front of her,
so you gotta
so
be there. Yeah.
So she don't have money for a ticket, she don't have money for a slice of pizza. Duh.
Well, hold on. Wait, first of all, no. We're not going to that stupid IMAX bullshit. Fuck that. We're not going there. We're going
if you're taking your girlfriend, you are.
No bullshit.
Yeah,
no,
and you're paying for a friend.
No, hell no.
You're paying for a friend. Because she's in town. And
guess
what?
Guess who has diarrhea? Me. So we ain't going to the movies now.
Hey, did you guys?
Guess what? I'm going to Walgreens to go buy some diarrhea medicine.
Did you guys
know? Oh, you know what I'm doing? Go see a movie.
did you guys know that diarrhea is hereditary?
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah, it runs down your genes.
Yeah! Woo! I like it. I'm going to throw that one around.
That's right.
Toss that around the old yard.
Yeah. See what I get.
How much can I get for this title joke?
Yeah.
35 cents.
I'll take it.
That's on a good day.
That's a single cigarette at the stove.
It's like no dicks for this one.
No semen in my mouth today for this cigarette. Oh, man. So, gentlemen, I think we've talked about all we can really get to. I mean, really. Sucking dick for cigarettes, movies, taking over control of the fucking jukebox, and immune eds. Getting your phone stolen, which sucks, dude. I hate that shit.
But open bar is awesome.
Don't
let it take anything away from open bar.
No. Always remember that open bar is fantastic. Just mind your shit.
Yeah, I got to be better. I got to be more on my toes next time.
Yeah.
I get it. I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah.
Everybody gets one.
Everyone has to get one. Well, guys, this was good. We need to do this again. It was somewhat therapeutic. Do any of you guys got a movie line?
I can do one. We were talking about movies, and we didn't even mention one of the best ones that came out this year. Django.
Django. Oh, shit.
That movie.
Ooh, which
is,
one you want?
Oh, man. Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Before we even start. Am I gonna have to bleep some shit out?
No, I'm not even gonna do a racist quote. No. It's gonna be a good one, and I'm gonna try and do my Jamie Foxx impression.
Oh, okay. This ought to be good.
Yeah. And a one, let and a two, and a three.
It's not like a long one, but
alright.
So here all it goes. Right. Like Jamie Foxx said in Django, the D is silent, motherfucker.
Oh, goodbye everybody.
Good evening.
See you next time.
Hey, follow Chaos Chronicles on Twitter at Chaos Chronicles. Look us up on Facebook. Same thing.
Please,
we need the likes. Also, rate us on iTunes.
Twitter.
We need to know.
Love it. Okay, we're gone now.